It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill is just below our studio here, and it is well worth a visit. Great atmosphere, great food, great bar, great staff, just basically, overall, great. The Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Unless you were under some sort of a rock over the weekend, you will know that there was a major violent incident that happened on South Ann Street in Dublin city centre in the early hours of Saturday morning. An horrific stabbing incident which left one man dead. And it raises the question, because this is what people have been saying over the weekend. Is this incident the result of Ireland's open door, open borders policy? Or at least alleged open door borders policy? Or is it more of a policing issue that a group of men were able to behave like this on one of our busy streets late at night with not a Garda in sight? Not a Garda in sight. That's the question we're asking today. Our number is 085 825 2626. Now, many of you will have seen the videos doing the rounds. Here's the audio from one. It's short enough, but it gives you an idea of what was happening. Okay, so you get the idea. It was a fairly violent confrontation. A guy wielding a knife, waving it around in the air. And as we know, an individual was subsequently killed. Two people have been arrested in connection with the fatal stabbing of 32-year-old Coam Babatunde. He died after he was stabbed on South Ann Street in the early hours of Saturday morning.
He was actually staying in my local iPass centre. A lot of you regularly comment saying, oh, Jeremy, you don't live beside an iPass centre. I actually do. And he was a resident of that iPass centre. I've never seen any trouble, by the way, from that iPass centre. The people that are in it, they go to the local shops to do their shopping. You see them out maybe once or twice a day. They keep to themselves. They don't be walking around the streets at night. But that scene from Dublin city centre, that is horrific. That is absolutely horrific. That could have been a mass stabbing incident.
Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been, yeah.
I can't believe that only one person sadly lost their life because of that, because that could have been so much worse. And it proves what we've been saying for the last couple of months on this show, is that knife crime is very, very serious. We talked about your man on the bus a couple of weeks ago, that Dublin young fella with a screwdriver and a vice grips or whatever he had in his pocket. So many people are carrying weapons. It's just scary.
There's the other incident of the slashing with a knife in Smithfield last week. Again, a knife involved. But this incident on early Saturday morning highlights to me how pathetic our police service is in Dublin city centre.
They can't predict crimes.
They can't predict crimes, but why is there not a bigger, busier Garda presence on our streets? Why weren't there Gardaí around the corner who legged it around?
As they heard the scream, they should have been.
Yes.
Yeah. So what time is this?
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. So it was when
town is still very busy, still a lot of people around, yeah, and not a guard to be seen. Literally not a guard to be seen in that video.
Okay, well then we're going to go to Jonathan.
So much so, by the way, that the two individuals that have been arrested today weren't arrested on Saturday night. They've been arrested subsequently.
Yeah.
One of them in Balbriggan and one of them up the north.
Okay, before we go to the first call, let me ask you if it's a yes or it's a two-pronged answer. Just two answers, possible answers. Is this an open border issue or a policing issue?
It's, in my opinion, it's a policing issue. It's disgraceful that whether that confrontation the other night involved Irish people, iPass residents, whoever.
Okay, that's going to annoy people.
The Gardaí should have been there.
Okay, that's going to annoy people.
That incident shouldn't have been able to kick off.
It's not a border issue.
It's partly that.
Oh, it's partly
But okay. In my opinion, that incident should not have been able to happen like that the other night, because the guard should have been all over like a rash, and they weren't. They were nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with this WhatsApp voice note. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear the audio of that again. We're going to kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
You're asking, is it an open border problem? Yes, it's an open border problem. You're importing these people in that have come from a lifestyle of that. They've grown up with it. I know Ireland has its own knife crimes, but, you know, they were far apart. There was a distance between things like that happening in timeline, what I mean. Whereas now we're hearing about this nearly on a daily. So how could you say that this is not coming in with the migration? How could you say like that these people who jumped from the likes of France and England into Ireland are bringing that gang culture with them? This is what I was saying all along before, that when you have open borders, nothing good comes in the door. That chap who unalived that man there could easily bounce out of the country, come back in through fucking Northern Ireland and claim that he's somebody else and he'd be okay. That's how stupid the system has gone in this country. How have we gone from justice to injustice? Right, the guys can't keep up with what's happening. So local lads are taking on themselves like to walk the streets and putting their own lives in danger for the safety of other people. So anybody that's coming up here saying that we have our own shit, yeah, we do. We have our own scum to deal with. We don't need the world's problems in Ireland.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, doing good, man. How are you today? I'm Bobblehead. How are you getting on?
Not a bother, thanks. Well, Jonathan, what is your reaction to what we saw on Saturday, and what do you think is to blame here?
Well, look, it's hand in hand at this stage, isn't it? Immigration, stabbings. They're telling us now that if you're in your own home in this country and someone knocks at your door and stabs you, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's what our political representatives are saying now. It's a joke. It's highlighting the lack of guards. Well, you've seen all the guards there Saturday morning cleaning up the mess. Like, you see them all there on hand when the protests and all that. But they won't walk the streets when they should be at the most dangerous hours of the day and night in that city. And it's not just that city. It's happening all across the place.
I'm genuinely shocked that there was not a guard to be seen with all of that screaming.
Why are you shocked at this stage? Why are you still shocked at this stage?
Because
this
I thought we were making progress in terms of our police force. I thought we were making progress with our police force.
Look, I said before, when politicians' lips are moving, they're telling you lies. That's all they do. They're setting up subcommittees now for committees to investigate these things. More wasted money, more money being spent on talking heads. This one, why do you think there's vigilante groups on the streets of Drogheda now and in Dublin? There's going to be more and more of them, vigilante groups on the streets of our cities and our towns in this country going forward. That's what I can see. It's the only way forward. Now, Jeremy's gone on about that lad never caused a problem up at the iPass Centre, and he didn't cause a problem on Saturday night. He got stabbed.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't specifically saying about him, I was saying about all the people in the iPass Centre.
But what important is problem, why do you think knife crime has gone up in 10 years in this body? 56%. And that's seizures. That's what they're catching. We didn't have that problem 20 years ago in this country. And don't dare tell me we did. As well, Keith said before,
we didn't have a knife problem.
With none of the ways that we have now, right? Now, you're going to really try to say that stabbings on a daily basis now, nearly twice a fucking day in this country, that was always happening here? Are you really going to sell that line to me?
Hang on for a second, Jonathan. Back in 2006, we had a weapons amnesty here in Ireland. We had that much of an issue with weapons that we had an amnesty where firearms, knives, and other weapons were surrendered to Garda stations.
Okay, that's odd. I thought the knives, specifically knives, 58% knives, Aidan, not weapons, knives. That's what they said. 56% increase in the last 10 years of knives. We're importing this cultural problem into this country. That's what it is, and I won't be told different on it. It's these people, that it's a cultural problem. They're bringing it into this country. You can't keep on denying, and you can keep on trying to justify it, but can you really?
So what do you say?
It's the lack of services. Like I said, there's no guards. The guards that are out there are all 4 foot bleeding tall. Loads of girls. And again, like I said to you before, there's no problem with girls in the guards. You can't send out 2 4 foot nothing guards into that city at night time and expect them to keep the peace.
Okay, so you believe that what we witnessed in the early hours of Saturday morning in Dublin is all down to immigrants coming into this country and not being vetted properly or whatever?
Let me be clear. Let me be very, very clear on this. It's a government problem. They are the ones in charge of who comes in and out of this country. The government are. So the lads on the streets stabbing each other, they're taking advantage of a broken or non-existent immigration system in this country and coming in, and we're facilitating. They won't stop them. They keep letting them in. So it's a government issue.
Okay, stay with me for a second. Let me go to David. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, David?
Yeah, no, buddy. Yeah, we do have an open borders issue all right there, big time. You know, cause these animals are on the rampage all over Europe, England, France, Germany, driving into crowds, stabbing people. They're all knife mad. They're out of control. They need to be rounded up and sent back to their own country. They're here for no good. And also we have a policing issue as well, because Gardaí do not have control over particularly Dublin. It's all everywhere, really, you know. And they're absolutely useless as a police force. That's not a stab at the individual Garda members. That's just
Of course not. But like I said, I find it almost embarrassing that there was no guards to be seen while all that was going on. I find it embarrassing. It wouldn't happen anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. And I don't want to go off topic, but just really quickly what I want to mention, right? I'm a motorbike courier, right? I'm in every inch of this map every day of the week, right? So I know everything that goes on, right? Everything. And anything I don't see, I hear, right? Now, there's nothing but robbed bikes going all over the place, all over the shop, right? Stolen bikes every day of the week. Not only that, and it's never been highlighted about the state of hijackings. It's unbelievable. You have no idea of it. I've been chased loads of times. Now, I'm armed to the teeth at the moment. Now, you won't get me. I'm not worried, but they're targeting people that are kind of whatever, not off guard, you know. But the point is, the Garda are not even doing anything about that whatsoever. They were out last Monday stopping motorbikers going to walk, right? Walking lads at 9 o'clock in the morning, right? I'm on a repeater system, a radio system, and the lads were telling me, yeah, cops are here, there, and everywhere stopping. 12 o'clock came along, out came Canada Goose there. Seeing them myself, 9 of them were out joyriding at 12 o'clock that day, and not a cop to be seen. Running amok, do what you like, lads. We won't be chasing it. I know it's a thing lately, they said, oh, we're going to chase them. They're doing nothing, zero.
And a lot of what you're saying, I agree with. But this is to me, we have a major issue with our police force and their presence on the streets of our capital city. They're just nowhere to be seen. And you can walk around any night of the week in the city centre. If you see a guard, it's as rare as hen's teeth. And that's the problem. And that's why the guards weren't there the other night. And that's why gangs like this attacked in this way, because they know nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you're 100% about that particular area that you did mention. I know this has gone on a long time. We've done a little bit of bouncing up there a couple of years back, and I heard the stories. The lads were saying, even though we're there, as soon as it gets dark around here, it's a different scene. He says, you're foreign gangs and all sorts of gangs, and the targeting fellas are a bit tipsy. Lads up in the country, up to Dublin, have a nice few points, you know. Oh, let's go to Dublin. So they're having a few points. They're being stalked like prey in the jungle there, the area, you know. Oh, look at him, he's tipsy. Let's go and rob him. We get him. He's having a piss in the lane. Let's kick the bollocks out of him and rob his money. That's happening all the time, you know.
So let me go back to what you said a moment ago, that you are armed to the teeth. What do you mean by that? With what?
Well, I have a blade and I have pepper spray and I'm waiting on a stun gun because I've been chasing myself 3 times in one day. I was followed. You couldn't write. Unbelievable. They're the ticks, like you think I'll out throttle them. Now, I can hang around and be the hero, but if I can out throttle them, I'll go for it and get away from them. Grand. But if I'm cornered, I won't back down. You are not getting my bike. This is my living. I'm 20 years at this and there's no fucking way some bastard's getting it. Simple as that.
So does that not make you as bad? You're carrying a blade around with you. Does that not make you as bad as that lunatic that was waving a blade in South Ann Street the other night?
You know what? It probably does. I don't even agree with carrying knives. I never did. I'm from Fingers on my life, Jeremy. I'm sorry, agent. And I don't believe in it. I don't. We're investing
but
in
you're doing it.
Because there's no... nobody has to go. Who are you going to call? Oh, we tend to call it. Oh, yeah, go on. But look at that, lad. You know what I mean? What are you going to do when you're calling us? You're not having me living. Nobody is taking my living away from me. People say, oh, you should give up that job. That's, if anything, I will fucking never give her up over that, you know? No way.
You see, know what I mean? And all of that is because of the atmosphere, the danger that you feel working the streets of Dublin?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not afraid or anything like that, but I'm taking the right precautions.
Okay, but all of this fear, David, it isn't specifically to do with foreigners, though, because the antisocial shite going on in the streets of Dublin has been caused by more than just foreigners.
The bikers and the Canada Goose Brigade around town that have the Gardaí, the license from the Garda to do what they want. You have no idea of the prime time documentary on a few weeks ago about the motorbike, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That documentary, to me, was a teddy bear picnic. Jeez, they really patented a light way. He didn't mention one of the hijackers. There's loads of other lads, particularly the Deliveroo lads. They're being targeted. Now, there is foreigners out there walking, and credit to any of them Deliveroo foreigners that are walking. Now, them jungle bunnies in the iPass Centre, they have no intentions of doing anything good in this country. But, you know, those are the fuckers there. The Canada Goose Brigade, filthy like.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me sorry, just one final question. Do you feel more under threat from the Canada Goose gangs that you're talking about, or people who are living in iPass centres? Who do you fear more?
Do you know what? Any of them, really. I actually don't really fear anyone, but I fucking don't trust. Is that about the word for you?
Maybe so,
because any time I hear a scramble coming, I'm ready. Come on, you bastards. You know what I mean? That's my attitude, you know?
Stay there for a second, if you can, please. Right. Stay there for a second. Let me bring in Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what did you want to say on this?
I want to say pretty much what that last other caller was saying, like, about the guards. The guards are severely understaffed. We don't have enough of them. There should be more of a guard present on the street. You know, as he pointed out, you know, they have the routes and timetables nearly planned out to a T. They're out joyriding up, you know, because they know the guards aren't going to be in the area. And ultimately, this stabbing, well, a very sad thing. You know, I think it shouldn't be sort of twisted and turned into an anti-immigration thing. It should be used to further highlight the need for more guards in the country.
And just to go back to you, David, that was the point that I was making. This, to me, highlights how woefully inadequate our police service is, that somebody could be running around a street in the middle of the city centre, wielding a knife, shouting and screaming at everybody, and vice versa, that we shouldn't be using this to have a conversation about immigration. That's really what Robbie is saying.
Not really, no. We do have our own scumbags here, of course we do, but boy, geez, there's some dangerous bastards out there coming into the country. So what are they running for? They're running because they don't need a bit of blood. They're not here with any good intention. It's proof. That's not my opinion. As a matter of fact, it's all over Europe.
I think they're here because our welfare system is far too generous as well. This is why we have so many foreign nationals coming over here, because Ireland is, you know, a very, very generous country. And not only to foreign nationals, to the Irish as well. Because there's people, I know people who haven't worked for 30 years, and they nearly have more disposable income than I have.
Yeah, people that didn't work out. But look, anybody that doesn't work and all that are getting this and that, the dogs, you know what? At the end of the day, they've no quality of life. They're probably depressed. They're not working.
Some of them have more disposable income. They're driving better cars.
Yeah, I'm hating on the scratch. I'd rather be bleeding dead than be on the dole anyway, living a miserable life.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I've been on the dole long term. But I mean, you know, everybody wants to try and, I'm trying to turn this away from being only about immigration. Like, you know, this, you know, the country has other issues that need to be addressed that will, okay, in turn, address the immigration.
Yeah, David, what about that? That every opportunity to have a debate about immigration, this isn't what we need to be focusing on. We have problems in this country, and one of the biggest problems we have is Garda visibility and Garda presence.
Well, 100%, yeah, but you can't be having unvetted lead. Nobody's coming into the country. They don't know who they are. They're dangerous men, dangerous people. They don't know who they are.
Not all of them.
Okay, but I don't know if you saw the video from the other night, Robbie. There was certainly dangerous people there.
Oh, yeah, no. And yeah, but, you know, the podcast had a few weeks ago with that dangerous young lad on the bus with the screwdriver. You know, there's dangerous people all around the world of every different nationality.
He didn't look that dangerous to me, the young lad. Just a little mouthpiece anyway, that young lad.
Okay, that's a valid point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it could have went wrong. If he had reacted, he probably wouldn't have. As you say, he was all dark.
If the man had jumped on that little door bag and given him a hide, he probably would have been picked up by Tulsa or whatever, you know, whatever. You know, oh, you're back to the minor or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, no.
That's exactly what would have happened. All right, lads, stay with me for a minute. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Glenn.
All right, before you have two loggerheads on, Mr. Far Right, and anyone who doesn't agree with me is Far Right. We don't have a far right problem. We have a watered down. It's like a diluted orange far right problem compared to the rest of Europe. They're wannabes. That's all it is. Sit on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and, you know, spread misinformation and say deport them, deport them. But how many Irish people would we have to bring back in from these countries? So we deported all these so-called undocumented immigrants or all these new foreigners start coming in. Shall we just start ripping Irish people out of Europe and Oceania and America because their countries might want us? All I say is remember our history. That's all I'll say. Remember the history of the Irish people. Yes, it's heartbreaking what's going on around the country and things like that, but blaming one race of people or one situation to get rid of a whole programme isn't the right way forward. We should be looking at it and say, okay, I said, listen, deport them, any type of crime, deport them, there you go. But they're not falling into this cycle of anyone that comes from this place, either the asylum seekers out to hurt us or takes them away from us. Really, we should be doing better. And it's actually disgusting that people are still far right, after the age of brain development, and in your 30s, 40s, 50s, still have the ideology of someone that's probably 20 and seeing a Hitler compilation on Twitter or TikTok. That's all I have to say.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Ross. Your reaction to what we witnessed in town the other night, is this as a result of open borders or a lack of visible Garda presence?
Both. It's both. Like the police aren't wanting to get involved in all this because they're not armed. They're not equipped to deal with all this. There was a video going around about recruiting guards, and I'm not missing it. It's the funniest video I've ever seen in my life. A guard is going up against a lad with a baton or something like that, and all the other guards who are in attendance are just laughing. They're laughing because your man can't even wrestle a lad to the ground. And these are the people that we're putting in charge of our safety. The guards need to revisit their training, everything, because the world isn't like it used to be. It's a lot more dangerous now. And it is partly, but it is partly to open borders.
I was about to say that. What we saw, that scene the other night was disgraceful, but we've seen scenes like this involving Irish people as well.
We've seen it from Irish people as well, but the problem is, right, we're given an avenue now to attack. If something happens with knife, oh, it's the refugees, it's all of this. Now, listen, it might be Irish, we don't know that, but we're given that avenue to attack, and that's all down to the open borders and not doing security checks on people coming in. Lads, we know that a lot of these refugees coming in, they've come to this country with their documents, but when they arrive here, they come with no documents. How can that happen? They're ripping it up and throwing it away because they've done something wrong where they've came from, and they're going to be known. It's all over the world. Look to other countries, for example. We are now going down the line like the rest of them.
And that, do you believe that based on that one incident the other night?
Not one incident, but what have we had? Now, we know there's Irish people out there doing it. You don't hear much about the Irish people doing it because it's Irish. I don't know why. The media doesn't seem to show a lot of the Irish people doing it. They want to jump on the refugees doing it. But what have we had in the last while? So we've had that incident the other night. We had the Stony Batter one as well. That was a foreign national as well, wasn't it?
Correct.
We had the guy outside the school at the kids, another foreign national. Now, he was Irish, living here for a long time, but again, he was a foreign national, came into this country, you know. And then when all these people come in, look, lad, I had a knife pulled in me in town last year. I was out for a stag in town last year, and a foreign lad pulled a knife on me, and only because my mates were close. Your man hadn't got a chance of doing anything. But if he could have easily robbed me, I was not going to do anything to him with a knife put in my face. I was happy. Listen here, take my wallet, take my phone. Do you know what I mean? But that's what we're left with. If you walk into Dublin on a weekend at 3 o'clock in the morning, you see it everywhere. They're on the street corners. There's gangs of them, 10, 15, 20 of them. Now, guaranteed there's Irish there as well. But these lads, you're looking at them, they're there to cause trouble.
I know you gave a list of examples of cases in Ireland involving foreign nationals. The reason you're so familiar with those cases is because they're the cases that get the extra publicity from people wanting to highlight all of our problems in Ireland are being caused by foreigners.
The likes of it. Ross, and I don't even like naming this person because I can't stand him, but the likes of that Derek Bly fella, he was almost, if you saw some of his videos, I don't follow him on social media, but someone sent me his videos yesterday.
He was
almost jumping up and down with glee. He was delighted that this incident happened on, and then he said something else, and I'll get the exact quote of it. He said something to the effect that I don't feel as sorry when the people who are killed are not Irish people, when it's foreign nationals. Like, what a disgusting thing to say. And that's what annoys me. I know a lot of you got really annoyed because you don't believe that there's far right in Ireland, and you don't believe the term far right. There are far right people in Ireland. Derek Bly is a
far right everywhere. I certainly
wouldn't do that. If you were to ask me for three names of people who you think are far right, I'd say Derek Bly is one. I'd say your other man, the dog kicker. What's his name that got the sentence today? That fool with the selfie stick. What's his name?
The citizen journalist.
If he's a citizen journalist, I'm a citizen astronaut. Like, ridiculous. Whatever his name is, Gemma Doherty will be another far right lunatic as well. Yeah. So we do have far right lunatics in this country. And my only problem is they seem to revel when they hear stories like this. So they check the story and they hear stabbing in the city centre and they go, okay, what's this fella called? Paddy O'Brien. What? Okay, let's go. Let's
jump. That's exactly the point that I was trying to make a couple of minutes ago. And Darren is after picking me up wrong here. He said, did Adrian just say that extra publicity for kids getting stabbed? No. What I said was...
What I said was
any case involving a foreigner gets extra publicity. On social media.
And in fact, it's been proven that Musk took over X, it's been proven, and I've seen reports on this, that the likes of far-right stuff will get a lot more pushes.
Traction.
Yeah. So if I put up a tweet now saying foreign nationals are great for Ireland and immigration is the best thing that ever happened, it will get no retweets. But if I put up a tweet saying, close the borders now, they're stabbing each other, they're behaving like animals on our streets, that will get thousands of retweets. So far-right... Well, that's what Adrian was saying. Things pushed by the far right get a lot more traction.
Yes, and if there was an if that incident on the streets of Dublin the other night had involved a load of Canada Goose youths in the city centre, it wouldn't have gotten the coverage that it did get.
It would have. It happened in the city centre. It happened after a nightclub. It would have.
But I think it's getting extra traction because it happened
it's
to be...
It's getting extra because as soon as somebody finds out that it's a refugee or a foreign national, it's automatically jumped on.
And that's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, Jeremy said it there a minute ago. I was like, I hate that saying, like, if somebody says, oh, look, it's a foreigner killing a foreigner, like, leave them at it, they're only doing themselves. Well, no, I don't want to see anybody killing anybody, like, do you know what I mean? The majority of the refugees coming over here are coming over here for a better life. And partly they're coming over here is because Ireland is the land of giving. We'll give before we even think, can we give it? Do we have the resources to give it? No, we don't, but we're going to give it anyway. That's what Ireland is, lads. We're a European puppet. That is it. We have to answer to the European Union. If we don't, we're going to go back out of the European Union. We'll be left with England, or left like England, and we'll be going back to using our punts. The country will go into a recession for years, and it'll take us a long time to bounce back. That's why the government are answering to the European Union. That's why they're opening the borders for the refugees, because they have to.
Stay with me for a moment. I want to bring in more opinions on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, like Jason just did.
Good afternoon, Adrian. Good afternoon, Jeremy. 3 years ago, we had this conversation on your other show, and you was telling me I was wrong. I was on telling you that this was going to just get worse and worse, that it's a cultural thing. You just had somebody on from, I think he was Irish-Nigerian, who said, no, it's not. Have a look at the statistics coming out of the UK and France now on the amount of stabbings. I think it's 129 a day in France alone, and we all know what England's like. Last year, the year before, in London alone, 130 teenagers, all under the age of 18, were murdered, knifed to death. But the elephant in the room is 90% of them were done by Asian or young people from the African continent. And they have stopped doing stop and search in England. And guess what's happening? The number of stabbings has gone up again. So you tell me, is that correlation or causation? It would be interesting to hear Jeremy's take on this, because Jeremy thinks it's only the Irish that are bad.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Henry has been in touch with us.
Hi guys, Jonathan there said that there was no high level knife crime before immigrants arrived into Ireland. Ask Jonathan this question: what was Limerick's nickname in the 70s and 80s? Stab City.
That's exactly what it was called, Stab City. We did have a problem with knife crime in Ireland, so much so that we had a weapons amnesty back in 2006.
People have, this is what annoys me, people have a completely skewered memory of what Dublin and Ireland was like before one foreigner stepped up, you know, on our shores. I can tell you now, it wasn't a great place. People think that all the crime now is immigrant related. It's absolutely not. And I want to take issue with the message you played before the break from Jay, suggesting that I don't think there's bad people being brought into the country or arriving in the country. I'm not that naive. I'm not that stupid. Obviously, out of the amount of immigrants that are being brought into the country, yes, you're going to get bad apples.
So you say brought into the country. Nobody's going saying, come on, lads.
Sorry, no, brought
arriving, arriving into the country.
Arriving into the country then, yeah, I know. Arriving into the country, there's going to be bad apples in that. Now, I assume that when they do arrive, they are vetted to some degree. Their details have to be taken before they're brought into an IPAS centre.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just, it's not like Auschwitz, where they have a number and a star on their clothes. So their details are taken, aren't they? And where they're from.
Yes, if they happen to have identification.
Well, obviously they are vetted to the point that this poor individual that lost his life on, was it last night?
Saturday night,
yeah. They knew his name. How did they know his name if he wasn't vetted?
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Angela. What did you want to say to us?
Like, it was, first of all, yeah, Limerick was always known as Stab City. You know, they've kind of upgraded themselves now to guns and everything. So, but they were definitely known as Stab City. And there's always been that stigma, you know, with Limerick. Crime has always been there. And to say that it's not being reported because they're foreigners, that's bullshit. It would have been reported the way it is, but I was involved in a case that came up the other day. I didn't kind of talk about it beforehand, but it was a guy that I lived with, and he threatened to kill me and his cousin who lived in the same house by stabbing us. The knife that he had was a foot long, and he stabbed the door trying to get into his cousin. Stab marks are there. I could send you on the pictures. And I ran upstairs. I called the guards. He left the house. And because he wasn't found with the knife, he was done for criminal damage. So it's not the guards' fault. It's actually the courts as well. Criminal damage when he threatened to stab two people in a house. And there was another knife, even bigger, found underneath the mattress of his bed. Seemed to be the quietest young fella ever. Next, he got coked off his head and drunk. And that's what came of it. So it's not only foreigners that are doing it in this country. It's everyone.
A case like the video we witnessed from the other night, it really does highlight, though, that there is an issue with knife crime in the immigrant community as well.
Oh, there is. But it's with everyone. You know, it's not just the immigrant community. You know, and come here, I am all for, I don't want them in the country if they're coming in here unvetted and, you know, nobody knows who they are with no passports, no documents or anything. But the biggest problem is, and I kind of, I can't believe you said this as well, Adrian, was where were the guards? We don't have enough guards, and it's not the guards' fault who were on duty. They could have been off somewhere else, but we don't have the force. We don't have the manpower to have guards on every street.
No, I agree, not on every street, but certainly around a busy street on a Friday night, Saturday morning. And South Ann Street is one of the busiest streets in the city centre.
But who's not to say that they weren't called off to something else? Like, you can't, like, let's say I was very lucky that when I called the guards where I'm from, within 2 minutes, like, he left the house and walked 500 metres. Armed response were there. But that's because that was at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning. But you can't have guards everywhere. That's the thing. It can't be done. Even if we had all the manpower to cover everything, you can't have the guards everywhere. They're out on calls to everything else as
okay,
well.
Okay, so what came to your mind when you heard of this story or saw the video from what happened on Saturday night? What were your first thoughts?
My first thoughts were only because it was a murder. Other than that, they'll be charged. They'll be back out on the street. And like the guy who attacked me, he didn't even get a suspended sentence. He got a fine.
Yeah, that's scary, all right? It really is.
That's scary. That's the court.
Yeah, that somebody
he
can threaten somebody. Somebody can threaten somebody's life.
Yeah.
Wield a knife and not face any consequences because there's no proof that he actually had the knife.
And he admitted to the criminal damage, which means he had the knife. But there was no proof that he threatened to kill us. That's what you're dealing with. That's not the guard's fault. That's the court and the DPP, and they need to cop on.
Okay, stay with me for a second, Angela. Let me bring in Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I thought you might be talking about this today. You want a two-pronged answer? Here it is. It's absolutely both. If that fucker wasn't in the country, that incident wouldn't have happened. And I'm sure it's one of many incidents that happened that maybe get swept under the carpet. That's not the first thing he's ever done. He's clearly a scumbag, and once he's convicted, he should be deported. End of story. And yet, there's not enough cops on the street. Absolutely not. The cops that they do have, they're too busy at checkpoints and too busy, you know, out with the hairdryer, making sure you're not going 2 kilometres an hour over the speed limit. They need to be tackling serious crime, but they're not.
And Darren has been on to us about Garda vetting.
Oh, Jeremy. This just proves how naive and unaware you are. And at the RTE, just tell you what you want to hear. We were told that they were doing vetting and checks, and then it came out and transpired that we were not. So that's the government spreading lies for you. We are not doing any checks on people coming through our borders. That's a fact.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed for your message.
Darren,
that's a fact.
You can't say something's a fact without facts to back it up.
Let me bring in another WhatsApp voice note, this time from Trevor.
Adrian, I don't know why you're surprised by the stabbing on Saturday. Before we started importing the world, we didn't have a police force that could govern the Irish. Our fucking police stations have closing times. What the fuck? Now we've imported a couple hundred thousand or whatever into the country. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for immigration and people want to come in here, work, do everything legal. Yeah, no problem. But you know what? Some of them just don't fucking want to. Because they come from countries where they have no laws, they do what they want and they can get away with it. And they think that will happen here. Look at England, look at Berlin. Unfortunately, the whole fucking Europe seems to be going a bit fucking loopy at the minute. And you know what? It's happening here. It's only going to get worse. We don't have a police force. We have a joke of a police force. And we definitely don't have the fucking numbers to police these people. We can't even identify half them when they come into the country, so what the fuck do you want to do about it, you know what I mean? As I said before, lads, want to bring people in, bring them in, do it legally, but at the end of the day, when you have things like this happening, what the fuck are you supposed to do, you know what I mean? These people have no respect for laws, they have no respect for the different culture they're now asked to integrate into, which they don't want to. So, nothing really you can do about it, is it? I don't know why you're surprised by this, Adrian. It's not really going to get any better, is it? What are we going to do? Have a mass recruitment drive for the guys that nobody wants to join because there is nothing there, you know what I mean? There's nothing for the people, no incentives. And then they don't even want to go to the dangerous times of the day and night into Dublin. Don't blame them. But you know what? Helen McEntee says it's safe, so we should be okay. What a joke. I don't know if you play this, lads. Maybe a bit long, but, you know, there you go. All the best. Can we hit the topic, boys?
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Alan. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say that, like, you know, for a long time, a lot of people in Ireland think that we were immune to this type of crime happening, even though we had it domestically here, you know. But in the last couple of years, you know, due to the increase of population, obviously we're going to have an increase in crime. We're going to see more incidents like this. We're seeing it all over Europe, you know. So to me, this is going to become, I know it's a terrible thing to say, but I think we're going to see this more often.
Scenes like we witnessed on South Ann Street.
I think so because I actually think that this is like we had the incidents that we had last week in Stony Batter, and now we have this in South Ann Street. And as far as I know, they haven't caught anybody for this crime yet, have they?
Oh, they were two people who've been arrested. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So. So what's to say that we're not going to hear a similar story next week and next week, next week? The papers are all over these things. Like, once anything happens now, that we're going to hear about.
When you saw that incident, what went through your head? That this is foreigners on the rampage? Did you think that this is just a gang of people on the rampage? Or did you think it was down to no guards on the street?
Well, in fairness, the first thing I thought of is that it was a type of gang violence. That was the first thing I thought of. I didn't think it was anything to do. I didn't think of race or creed or colour, nothing like that. I just thought it was a gang thing. That's what I thought first. That's what it looked like to me, that it was like rivalry with gangs or whatever, or some sort of a hit, you know. But, you know, obviously, you know, people do terrible things to people for whatever reason. And this seems to be one of these situations. It doesn't matter where you're from.
And that's the point. That was the point I was making earlier on, that it doesn't matter where you're from. The fact is, as you said, our population is increasing, therefore crime is going to increase alongside that. Yes, this happened to be a group of foreigners, but you are as likely to see Irish gangs carrying on like that as well.
Yeah, 100%.
And anyone who thinks that Irish people aren't capable of carrying on that like that really has it out for the foreigners, basically. All right, look, I appreciate the call, Alan. Thanks very much indeed.
But as you were saying, and we were all saying earlier on, when incidents like this happen, it plays into the hands of the usual far-right heads.
Yes, it just gets magnified.
Yeah,
it gets magnified.
And they, as I said, they jump up and down. They've no thoughts for the death of that man who passed away. Their whole thing is now, this literally qualifies what I've been saying for the last few years. The far-right love telling you that they were right. Mm. We were right. None of you listened to us. We were right. We told you Ireland. Like, I mean, this whole thing about Ireland's like a third world country now. Anybody who says Ireland's like a third world country has never actually been
in the third world country.
In the third world, if you think that Ireland is. Like, cop on.
All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Before we go, by the way, have you signed up to our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, our WhatsApp channel is where we send out information every day on the latest podcast episodes, when the show is live and so on. And we send out one or two messages every day. We don't spam you. So if you would like to keep in contact with us, send us a WhatsApp to 0858252626 with the words add me. We'll then send you a link back and you just subscribe there to our WhatsApp channel. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.